Welcome to the ReLoop Brief. I'm Barry Sneddon. This time, we're looking back at ReLoop's 10th anniversary, where we held an EU Green Week event, ReLoop Unpacks. Over the lunch break, we asked conference guests a couple of simple questions. What do you think the next 10 years will bring for the circular economy and for ReLoop, and any key takeaways that they had from the conference? In this podcast, you'll hear the replies and a few short reflections that, taken together, outline a roadmap. Align policy, make reuse easy, fund the system, and scale what works. We'll start with policy design from the user's point of view. Elena from Deutsche Umwelthilfe highlights some of the key principles, keeping the waste hierarchy front and centre and making take-back as easy as doing your weekly shopping.
Congratulations to ReLoop at first, and we always enjoy our collaboration a lot, because what I admire about ReLoop is that they are really connecting the dots, not only within the European Union, but also know how DRS systems are implemented all over the world. So I'm really impressed by the data work that ReLoop is doing. We are an environment and consumer protection organization, mainly working at the national level in Germany, but we also do advocacy here in Brussels. And we fought within the negotiations of the packaging and packaging waste regulation for this interfere of single-use and refillable DRS, and to guarantee, for example, that the take-back for consumers is as easy as possible. And this for us includes that it should always be integrated in the system, that consumers can bring back their used packaging to supermarkets. My key takeaway is that we cannot forget to always highlight the waste hierarchy, which means that waste prevention and the support of reuse systems in the field of packaging should always be key. That's my second takeaway, that we need to align single-use and refillable DRS systems to make them even more efficient.
From policy to practice, Chloe from the Fair Resource Foundation has been looking at how different players can help reuse move from pilots to something people experience every day across all packaging.
I'm quite amazed and impressed by the diversity of stakeholders that are present and working together to embrace circularity of resources, of packaging and materials in general. I work mainly on trying to make packaging more sustainable in general, and I work over Belgium, and there we see that there's actually quite some things done regarding reuse when it comes to the role of PROs and how they can leverage reuse, and I think it's quite of a promising field, so I would like to see more of that. I started mainly working with ReLoop, and we were working jointly on deposit topic, mainly for beverage containers. And I'm quite amazed at how we've transitioned to encompass more than just beverage packaging, to think about resources more broadly, packaging more broadly. And I look forward to continuing doing that for the next 10 years.
Of course, ambition needs financing and credible measurement. Joe from Eunomia points to two levers we heard repeatedly at ReLoop Unpacks. Use EPR, that's Extended Producer Responsibility, to fund the infrastructure we still lack, and use transparent tools so everyone can see the costs and benefits in the same language.
So ReLoop, for me, is a unique organisation that combines science-based explanation of policy in a way which is really accessible for policymakers, but really drives building coalitions between basically building consensus between civil society, industry, and academia. Yeah, I think for me, the first session really focused on the Circular Economy Act and mixed waste sorting. It was really great to see the consensus there between different industry sectors on EPR being the potential funding route for that. It's an incredibly powerful approach. I've been proud to work with ReLoop for its whole history, and absolutely plan to do a lot more with ReLoop in future. And you know, it's an approach that I absolutely love, and I think has been very successful and influential. And I'm also really proud of the collaboration we have on the ReSim tool, a software tool that we're developing in partnership with ReLoop to help brands, to help governments, policymakers, cities, and reuse system operators to really understand the environmental and financial costs and benefits of reuse systems in a really consistent and transparent way, which we know is something which is vital to help to drive that transition to higher up the waste hierarchy.
And finally, we hear about scale. What we refine in Europe only matters if it travels well. And as the world tackles the triple planetary crisis, Miguel from Retorna reminds us that progress happens best when global data and regional leadership work together.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations for the 10 years. And I was present when Reloop was born. And it's been a game changer to see how an organization like this is generating so much good content that everyone uses. Reloop and Retorna have always been cooperating somehow. I think that Retorna has gained a lot of experience in the Global South because of the language, because we speak the same language as many countries in the Global South. And also because Retorna belongs to the network of Gaia and Break from Plastic. And I think that in the next years, there will be more and more collaboration between Reloop and Retorna together with the Global DRS platform, because we need to extend all this knowledge that we have gained in the North together with the leadership of the South and the knowledge of the South to get things also improved worldwide. And this includes the Global South. So I see a nice role of Reloop also in the Global South.
Four different voices all pointing towards one direction on what's next for circular economy for packaging. Design for prevention and reuse, make returns effortless, fund with producer responsibility, measure with shared data, and share learning globally. You can learn more about what happened at the conference and download the slides from our participants at reloopplatform.org/unpacks. And thanks again for listening. And remember, you can subscribe or follow for details on our next episode.